Okay, let's begin Bikurim Daf Chaf Beis. As we get into the last parak of Maseches Bikurim, the third parak, there is a fourth parak known as the Brisa of Bikurim, which is all about the Androgynous, but that's not considered part of the Yerushalmi and Mishnayos. They have a fourth parak in some, but we will look at this as the final parak. So, Kaysen Mafrishin is Bikurim. So now we get into how are you Mafrish? How is you, what is the procedure of designating, right? So we know hafrashas, truma, and meiser, and everything we've spoken about is just hafrasha. You take it off after gemar malacha. But what about bikurim? So that's obviously much earlier. Case of vision of bikurim, yored adam l'toch sadeyu, v'ro ateina shebichra, eshkol shebichar, v'rimon shebichar. As we'll see, the psukim in parshas shlach, there's a parallel here, as we have mentioned, but when a person goes down to his field and sees the fig or a cluster, interesting, it doesn't say a grape, it says a cluster of grapes, because you don't just look at a grape, it has to be the whole cluster that has started. Rimon shebicher, or a pomegranate, v'kosher begemi, you go there and you tie a little ribbon on it, right when it starts blossoming, v'omer hare elu bikurim, this is bikurim. This is what is designated. What's the chiddush of the Tanakama? That there is designation bimechubar. There is designation even while it is still attached to the ground, unlike the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Let's just read that Shita. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Aval Pikein, Chozer Rekoriyah San Bikurim, Me'achar Shital Shul Menakarka. Rabbi Shimon says, no, even though you designate it once it's tied on, you could tie the ribbon. You tie the ribbon to know which one is going to be first, but you have to designate it verbally again after it's Talish Menakarka. You have to designate it again. We mentioned back in the Hagdama, but I'll mention it again, the comment of Rav Menachem Zemba, who quotes us from the Arizal. The three that are mentioned in the Mishnah are figs, grapes, and pomegranates. So are those mentioned only because those are the earliest ones that they blossom? Really, it applies to all seven, right? It applies to wheat and it applies to figs and to others as well, dates. And the others. But why did it mention these three? So the Arizal connects it to the pasuk in Shlach. When the Meraglim came back, they took back an Eshkol, those are the three out of the seven. So if Bikurim is somewhat of a tikkun for the Chet HaMeraglim, a rejection. That was a rejection of Eretz Yisrael. And this is a tikkun, so that's why those three are dafka mentioned. So again, the Tanakhama holds, as the Rasilio says, Ein sarach likro shem achar kach betalush l'rabanan. You don't have to designate it again. Der kvar kadshi b'mechubar. It's already designated and sanctified b'mechubar. Rabbi Shimon says no. Rabbi Shimon says, while it's still attached to the ground, it's not designated yet. The Ar Sameach, Kedarka Bakodesh, putting together shitas from all over. He connects this Rabbi Shimon, without going into all the details, but he connects this Rabbi Shimon to a different Rabbi Shimon in a totally different context. The Rambam, in Hilchas Ishus, in Perachav Beis, Halacha Chav Dalid, the Rambam is talking about property of a husband and a wife, and the Rambam says, if a man is divorcing his wife, so what happens to the Nichsei Malug? Nichsei Malug is what a woman brings into the marriage, and she gets to keep the guf, is going to go back to her, and the Baal gets the peris, right, moleg, to pluck off. So what happens if, when a man wants to divorce his wife, there's fruit that are totally ripe and ready for plucking, but are still attached to the ground? So does he get to keep that, or does it go back to her? Does go back to her in the divorce? Says the Rambam, Aval Megarish has ishto v'hayila peros mechubaran lakarka b'shas gerishin hare elu shela. They go to her. V'mayu tlushin hare elu shela. If they're already detached, then he gets to keep it. It's already the nixei malug, and he gets to keep it. And the hesavishta, the mafarshim say, oh, this is really a machlokas tanoim, and the Rambam is passing like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is the one that says that the fruit that are attached go by the karka, and therefore it goes back to her. Says the Ar Sameach. And even if they're the Ar Sameach puts three Reb Shimons together, right? Even if they are very ripe and they're ready to be plucked. So there's one Rebbe Shimon that says if a man divorces his wife and there's fruit ready to be plucked, it's considered connected to the ground. And here there's a Rebbe Shimon that says, right, that if you try to designate Bikurim while it's still attached to the ground, it doesn't work. So he connects those two, because when it's attached to the ground, it doesn't have its own significant status yet. Right, and therefore you have to wait. But then he adds, And specifically in the context of Gerushin. Because he says, Gerushin is not a one-moment decision that a person wakes up. He loves his wife, he loves his wife, he loves his wife. Okay, time to get divorced. It doesn't happen like that, right? It's a process. And if a man divorced his wife, he must have been thinking about it. He must have been thinking about it for a while. Thinking about it for a while. So even though these fruit, he's divorcing his wife now, and these fruit are ready to be plucked, he probably was thinking about this weeks and even months before, and even before it blossomed. And what does Rabbi Shimon say, Maseches Gittin? Kivat shenasa evein ralagarsha shevein lo peiros. Right, that is Rabbi Shimon's shita. We don't pasken that way. But Rabbi Shimon says, right when a man has kavana to divorce his wife, he can no longer eat the nechzei malug. He can no longer eat the fruit. So says the Ar Sameach on the Rama Menuchas Ishus. Imlo degavar alav hasina shebirt sono lagarsha v'rotzon kazeh lo misavid bezim nachada imlo debelibo haya lagarsha mikvar. Right, it must have been there from already before, and therefore it must be terem sheigiu v'hadamrina deimer natzon inav lagarsha terem sheigiu lo onas haksir v'avetzira way earlier, and this is Reb Shimon l'shitaso natzon inav lagarsha, and therefore she gets to keep the fruit. And it's considered connected to the ground, and you put all the three of Rabbi Shimon's together. Nasavein of Lagarsha, and the Rabbi Shimon that she gets it by the divorce, and the Rabbi Shimon here, that if designation of Mechubar is not called a designation. Okay, so we get back to the Gemara. Kezim Africhel Bikurim, so what do you do? The Bikurim, as we said, the Tanakama, even when it's Mechubar, you put the ribbon around it, you verbalize, you do Kriya Shem, and then you do Kriya Shem again according to Rabbi Shimon, but according to Rabbanah, you don't have to. I'll die to Rabbi Shimon, lo kara Shem betalush lo kitshu. According to Rabbi Shimon, if you did not do another Kriya Shem after you cut the Bikurim, it is not Bikurim. It is not sanctified. Right? What he agrees to put the ribbon on when it's small, because you have to know which ones you're going to use. That's the idea. But you have to do another Kriya Shem. And if you don't, it's not Bikurim. Einer medamin, it doesn't create meduma. Meaning if it gets mixed up with, right, what usually one to 100, 1 to 100 is going to be bata, 1 to less than 100 is not. Because it's like truma. Ein chayav alam chomesh, if a zar eats it, it's not going to be chayav chomesh. Vein logar alam chutz lachoma. And a kohen who usually has to eat Bikurim within the walls of Yerushalayim is not chayav to eat Bikurim. Because it is not Bikurim according to Rabbi Shimon. My time with the Rabbanan, what's the source of the Rabbanan shita? Why did the Rabbanan say that you could declare it even when it is mechubar, right? Usually we say hamechubar lekarka, harika karka. Why? So why here? Viata, because what do we say? What do we say in mikra bikurim? Hine hevesi as rachis pri haadama. I have brought hevesi the rachis of the pri haadama. So we darshin bishas hava pri hevesi. Now it's a pri. Aval b'shas hafrasha, afilu boser, afilu pakim. But when I designated it, it was small. It wasn't a pre yet. Right? That shows designation could be even earlier. That's the drasha of the Gemara. If you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this, in Perek Beis of Hilchas Bikurim, Halacha Yutes, says the Rambam, open to the wrong thing. Beis Yutes says the Rambam. Ketzam afrishim bikurim. Yorid adam lotoch sadeyu v'ra'ati ena shebichar. Enach shkol shebichar, rima shebichar. Kosh begev yomar harila bikurim. Fei nasim bikurim bimechubar. Bishkar lahem shem. Right, the Rambam Paskins, like the Rabbanan, right, this kriya shem bimechubar. V'af al pish adayin lo bishlo kol tzorchan. Even though they haven't totally ripened. Umi she yigamru. V'itlosh osam en akarka. Eno zarech lachzor lukos lahem shem. Right, the Feirish. The Rambam Paskins, like the Rabbanan, you don't need another kriya shem. Lo ifrishan b'mechubar, v'lo kara lahem shem. What if you didn't? What if you cut your whole field and you did not designate bikurim? V'talash v'zaperos, harizam afrish l'achash n'ilashu. You can't designate bikurim afterwards. After it's already cut, you can't designate bikurim. V'im nitzmu ha'peros kulam. We spoke about that by what happens by nitzmu ha'peros. But that's the Rambam here that discusses the kriya shem. Says, so what's the drasha? Hey vesi, b'shas hava is the pri, but not... that's the Mishnah Melech here quotes our Yerushalmi as the makar. He said maybe there's another makar. Okay, but this is Shas Hava Pri, Aval Shas Hafrasha, even earlier. I'll die to Rabbi Shimon. What does Rabbi Shimon do? Ma b'Shas Hava Pri. No, he compares. just like at Shas Hava, when you bring it, it's already fruit. Apri, so too Shas Hafrasha is a pri. Right, the Rabbanan have a contrast, Shas Hava and not Shas Hafrasha, and Rabbi Shimon has the comparison. It's the comparison. Fine. Rabbi Zira Boyi, Bichurei Yichur, Maush Yatiru Chanato. What is this question? All the Mefarshim try to have difficulty trying to figure out what exactly is the Gemara asking. We're going to go with the Gra. The Gra says, you have one branch, and one branch, it started blossoming already. So you're going to designate the, let's say, some of the fruit on that branch for Bikurim. But the other blossoms on the branch, they're not ready yet. There are other little sprouts, but they're not ready. Maybe you grafted a younger branch to an older branch. But either way, in this one shoot that's coming out of the tree, you have some things that are ready and some that are not ready. What's the Gemara's question? We're going to learn that the shear for Bikurim is 1/60. 1/60 you should try to give. Could you count what's not even ready yet? You designated this one. So what about what's around it? Could you count that? Or does that automatically, maybe it automatically has the status of Bikurim. Right? That's the Gra on the bottom. Shekara Shem al Perisha Bichru. Uba oso yichur atzmo. In that shoot itself, haya gampin peros. Raksha maschilun lachnot. There are peros that are even earlier. Mi boile imdayo bazeh. Right? Is that enough? Is it enough just to do one, and then the other ones are, do you have to do a kriya shame on the other ones when they get bigger? Are they automatically part of it? Right? That's this issue here. What's the status of the other blossoms and fruit on the branch? And there is no answer to this question. Period. Tani, brachas. Tani, habikur mecha mishishim. So now we have a bunch of 160s. Habikur mecha mishishim. Bikurim is 1/60. 1/60 of what? 1/60 of what's grown now. What's grown now? Because it's 1/60 of what's going to grow, the whole everything that's going to grow, but you have no idea how much it's going to be. Maybe it's going to be a great bumper crop. Maybe it's going to be not such a great crop. So 1/60 lachora is of what's growing now. 1/60. There is a question we dealt with last week, a few days ago. I don't remember exactly which day. And that is 1/60. But doesn't the Mishnah in Peah say, we say it every morning, Eilu dvarim she'ein lahem shir, ha-peah v'ha-bikurim. So what do you mean? What do you mean here that it's 1/60? Ein shir. Right, and we're going to see in a couple of lines from now, it also says peya echad mishishim. What do you mean? No. So there are various answers given to that question that we mentioned a couple of days ago. Maybe it means Bikurim doesn't have a remez to its shear in the Torah. And that's why ein lahem shear. Unlike, let's say, Truma. Truma also doesn't have a shear midaraisa. Chita achas b'teras zakri. But we say Truma is 1/40, 1/50, 1/60, and we have a remez in the pasuk for the Truma. So maybe that's what it means. It doesn't have any shear that's merubas in the pasuk. One. We had another idea about Bikurim, that Bikurim ain't lo shear lamala. Meaning, there's no maximum shear. You could give your whole field as Bikurim. Unlike Truma and Chala, as we mentioned, based on that beautiful Gerarye, it has to be a matir. It has to be matir something. That's another idea. Or we had a third idea we mentioned, and it's mentioned here in the Gilyon HaShas. That's Rav Yosef Shon. Gilyon HaShas on Shas Bavli is Rav Akiva Eger. Gilyon HaShas on Shas Yerushalmi is Rav Yosef Shal Natanson, right at the Sholem Eshev. So he mentions maybe it means Ein Lo Shir, because as we know from the Tosfos Rid and the Maram Chalava and the Noda Yehuda, Truma, to fulfill the mitzvah of Truma, you need a Nesina. Even though Chita Achas Pateras is a Kri, one little bit Pater is the Kri, but you don't fulfill the mitzvah of Nesina, Nason Titin, unless you give a Davar Chashuv. You have to give something significant to the Kohen. So there's no mitzvah of Nesina by Bikurim. Right? Ein lo shir, you're right, Echad Mishishim. But any tiny amount is enough to fulfill the mitzvah totally. There's no lechadchila that you're missing out on. So maybe that's Ein lo shir in those cases. But here in our Braisa, Bikurim definitely has a shir. Tanya, Bikurim Echad Mishishim. What else? Reishis Hagez Echad Mishishim. The first shearings. First shearings, again, a mitzvah to give it to a Kohen. The first shearings of my sheep. One, there's a mitzvah, the Mishnayos and Chulin talk about what's the minimum amount that we need to give from, but it's also 1/60. Truma Temeya, Echad Mishishim. Truma Temeya, right? Truma Temeya, Truma Tahora, 1/40, 1/50, 1/60. If you're a Bina, this is 1/50. But if it's Truma Temeya, you're only giving it to the Kohen to burn, right? He has to burn it. And by the way, we do that Lamaisa, Right? Nowadays, when we take off, when they take off truma, the farmers take off some oil. I was just today at a farm with the olives. They say, what do you think we do with the truma tamea? I say, give it to the coin so you can burn it. He says, yes, and use it for fuel. He can use it for fuel, and he could use it for warmth and all the whatever ways that they could do that. But so you give it to the Kohen, but because it's tummy and they have a very little usage, so 1/60. You don't have to give 150, 140. We learned earlier, unless you were Matami B'mezid. Matami B'mezid, so then that's a problem. But that's all Echad Mi Shishim. So all the Shishim. It's interesting, if you look in the Rambam says, Truma Tameya, Mashu. Mashu. The question is, our Mishnah says, our Brisa says, Shuma Temeya is 1/60. The Rambam says here, Paragimel Halacha Aleph in Hilchas Trumos. Truma Gedola Ein La Shir Menat Torah. Shenema Reishis Degancha. Kol Shehu Afilu Chita Achas Pateres Zakri. One tiny little amount is good enough for Truma Gedola. Ula Charchila Lo Yafresh Ala Kishir Shenosu Chachamim. But really, you should give what the rabbi said, meaning 1/40, 1/50, 1/60. Ubizman hazeh, shehi omedes lisreifa mibnei atuma. What about bizman hazeh, where it's omi lisreifa? Yesh lo lahafrish kol shehu lachadchila. Just to give a tiny amount, give a kol shehu. Ask the Radvaz right here, the Rambam is against the Braisa. The Braisa says, truma tamea, you don't have to give 1/50, but you have to give 1/60. So why truma tamea is a tiny amount? So suggest the Radvaz. In the days when we have truma tahora, then your truma tamea has to be a certain minimum amount. Because to make it a little parallel, where there's truma tahora in the world, so then you have to give truma tamea 1/60. But nowadays, everything's tamei. There is no truma tahora. All truma is tamei, bizman hazeh. So then you can give it a mashu. That's the Radvaz's suggestion for the Rambam. The Yesh Lomer. Dibizman de'ika truma tahora utameya. Aswa tahora echad mimem vatameya echad mishishim. V'lo ratzu lafotra b'kol shu shalo yavo lasos kenap b'tahora. So you don't come to do this with tahor. Avo bizman azesh akol b'tuma he'emidu al din Torah mitayma t'kasivna le'el. So that's the Rambam. In Trumas, what do you do about bizman hazeh? Good. We continue. Says the another brayso. Tani, Rabbi Shmuel habikurim echad mishishim. Peya echad mishishim. Way back when. Reishis hagez echad mishishim. Truma temeya echad mishishim. Truma shein kohanim magbidin aleha. If you have some type of inferior product that the kohen doesn't really want, you still have to get truma from it. Right? Unlike bikurim. Right? We learned earlier in this pesachta that you only have to give bikurim from superior type of fruit within the Shivas Aminim. If you have inferior types, right, you don't have to, there's no bikurim from them. And if you give it, that's machlokas, I think, Rabbi Yochanan Rishlokesh, if you remember, do we compare the truma? So if you have truma, though, that kohanim aren't really interested in, echad mishisha, that's also 1/60. You don't have to give 1/40 or 50th. Ma yislokcha, for example, going truma, saklisin, vecharuvin, vasaorin, shebe edom. So those are very, pretty inferior. Kohanim aren't really interested in them. So you still have to give. It's tevel if you don't give truma. But 1/60 is enough. There is an interesting maharsha. The maharsha. The Gemara in Brachas, in the Bavli, on Daf Nun Zayin Amaveis, the Gemara there talks about we're talking about a 1/60 here, so there's a Gemara there about the 1/60. What's 1/60 of what? Says the Gemara. Chamisha Echad Mishishim. There's 5 1/60. Sveiluain. Eish Dvash Shabbos. Shena Chalom. That's 5. Right, walking down the street, somebody says to you, what are the 5 1/60? Right, here they are. Eish echad mishishim l'gehenim. Fire is 1/60 of gehenim. Devash echad mishishim l'man. Honey is 1/60 of the man. Shabbos echad mishishim l'olam haba. Right, mayin olam haba. Shena echad mishishim l'misa. Sleep is 1/60 of death. Chalom echad mishishim l'nevua. And a dream is 1/60 of nevua. So if I could find this, the marsha there on Daf Nun Zayin Beis says, why is it, what's this shear of the of the 60s, says the Marsha. Why is this? The Od Yishlom Alafim Hashem Atzinu LeInyan Bittel. 1/60, 1/60 is Bittel. So if it was less than 1/60, then it wouldn't exist. So it has to be at least 1/60, because then it could exist. The Echad Mishishim Eino Bittel. The Yishbok Sas Mamoshus
kidyafira mizra b'sheila. Hachanami b'dugma kamar b'chol ha'nishisha, d'kashaf sh'yesh u'ksas, mamashas dugma so.
So it still exists a little bit. Still exists a little bit. That's why it's 160th. Anything more than that, it would have no shaifas, no connection between the 1 and the 60. Okay, next Mishnah. Ketzad ma'alin asabikurim. So how are we ma'ale? How do we bring up the bikurim? What's the process? Here we go. So, kol ayaros shebama'amad, all the ayaros in the ma'amad. What is the ma'amad? We're familiar with the mishmaros. The Kohanim and the Levim was split up into 24 mishmaros. That's a din daraisa. The Rambam paskins, the Rambam holds a separate mitzvah, a separate one of the 613, to set up the mishmar system. To split up the Kohanim and the Levim into 24 groups, and a different group would serve in the Beis HaMikdash every week. That's the mishmaros. But connected to the mishmaros are also the ma'amados. What is that? The carbon sibor. The halach is that every carbon sibor has to be, every carbon has to have the bialim there. If you bring a carbon, you have to be there. So the question is, carbon is sibor, so all of Klal Yisrael have to be there? Every day the entire Jewish people have to be there morning and afternoon? That's impossible. So we have representatives. We have representatives that are there for us. Those are called ma'amados. Also, Yisraelim was split up into ma'amados. Some of those representatives were actually in Yerushalayim, in the Mikdash, and some of the representatives stayed in their own home, and they learned, and they fasted, and they davened, and they do whatever else ma'amados do. Lefisha Ne'amar, the Pasuk says, the Mishnah says at the beginning of the fourth parak of Tainus, parak Shlosha Prakim, Tzavis b'nei Yisov amr t'oz karbani lachmi, v'chei karbano shalom karav, ahu eino omed al gabav. Where's the bailam? Where's the tzibur? Hiskinu neviyim rishonim, esrim va'arba mishmaros. I'll call mishmar a mishmar a mamad. On every mishmar, there was a mamad b'Yerushalayim. And the higiyas mana mishmar la'alos, right? The Kohanim went up, the Levim went up, and the Yisrael Shavos of mishmar miskansim la'areyem. And not only was that, but there was a rosh ha-ma'amad. There was a rosh ha-ma'amad, the head. So that's what it means here, right? Wherever the head of the ma'amad lived, so all the Bikurim people gathered around when it was time to go. They didn't just go to Bikurim like everybody in their own family whenever they wanted. They tried to get big groups. So kol ha'yarosh b'mamad, back to our Mishnah, miskansos l'irosh ha'mamad. They all gathered together to the city of the rosh ha'mamad, the rosh ha'mamad. Why do you do this? See the Pnei Moshe. Kedei shelo yalu yechidim, u'mishim deberov am, hadros melech. Berov am. You want to do the mitzvah berov am? And that's why they gathered together. V'lanim berachov shalir, they slept over. They slept over in the streets of that city the night before they were going to leave. V'lo ha'yu nechrazim l'batim, they didn't go into the houses. Even if people offered them, I have a place for you to stay. No, you slept outside. Why? The Gemara is going to say. Ulam Ashkem. And the next morning, Hayam Mamuna Omer, the Mamuna, the appointed one, said, Nu, Kumu v'nal etzion el Hashem Elokeinu. It's time to go. It's time to go up to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim. Good. And then what happens? Kigon. What's this Kigon? So, Yeho Yariv Umakirav. Right? Yeho Yariv is one of the Mishmaros. Right, the two mishmaros are Yehoriv, Yehoyada, according to one of the other girses, and with their friends and their acquaintances, they came and then they went up. Let's continue reading for a moment. But they didn't go to the houses. We at first think that's because there was no room. There was no room. There were these large groups, and they lived in these little villages. Says the Gemara of Yalid Beis, if there was just no room, let them sleep in the shul. Let them sleep in their big shuls. Let them sleep in the shul. Gemara says, no. It's not because of no room. It's because of a separate problem. Tana Rabbi Chalafta min Shol b'bnei Oel Atuma. You don't want anybody or the Bikurim to become Tame, right, at this moment. If somebody dies in the house, you know, it's going to cause problems. Better to stay outside, not under a roof, right? We've gone all the way here without Bikurim. Let's not mess it up. And therefore, they had to sleep. They had to sleep outside. Interesting, none of the Mepharshim point out, sleep in the shul? You let us sleep in the shul? Are you allowed to sleep in the shul? It's a Bethayr Shulchan Aruch, right, based on the Megillah. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Kufnun Aleph Gimel. Ein Yishenim V'Beis HaKnesses. Afilu Shnas Arai. Right. So what happens if the rabbi knows that he always puts people to sleep during his shir in the shul? Right. So is he allowed to give a shir? Is it Lifnei Iver of this halacha? I don't know. But Baruch Hashem, nobody here is sleeping. So Ein Yishenim V'Beis HaKnesses. So you're not allowed to sleep in the shul. So what is this talking about? Yalim V'Beis HaKnesses. Oh, it's talking about shuls that they made at Tznai. That they, that it's going, they could do it. But that's questionable. So, oh, maybe it means the rooms that are next to the Beis HaKnesses. Tosfos often says that. Whenever it says sleeping in the shul, it means it's in the room next to the Beis HaKnesses. They had separate rooms there. But if you look in the back, I saw in the Sefer Chomos Yerushalayim. Sefer Chomos Yerushalayim, he says, Efshar, sorry, wrong one. This one, here. Pirish. Afsha asur lalun beis hakneses, even though it's also to sleep in a shul, aval talmidei chachamim mutarim lishon gam beis hakneses, but talmidei chachamim, that's called their house. So a talmid chacham is allowed to sleep in a shul. And that's why, depending how you read the Gemara, maybe that's what the Gemara is noting. Kagon Yeho Yariv is going on these great tzaddikim, the line beforehand. Yeho Yariv and Yedaya, like the heads of the Mishbaros, why can't they sleep in the shul? Right? It's going on the previous line of the Gemara. Right, they're there. Okay, the rest of the people, but these great. So the answer is, it's not just because of space. Right, it's because of tumah. Oh, Allah, tumah. Beautiful. We continue. So when they woke up in the morning, they announced tumunah l'chiyon of Hashem alkenu. As they continued, but derech ha'yomrim on the way there, samachti ba'omrim lebeis Hashem nelech. Right, I'm happy when Hashem says, let's go to the base of Mikdash. But Yerushalayim ha'yomrim omdos ha'yirgal nevisharak Yerushalayim. Very exciting, right? Every stage, they sang a different pasuk. Baharabayas hayomrim, one of the halalukas. Haleluka, haleluka, kel b'kacho, b'kiruzo, kol haneshama talalukah. Bazara hayomrim, kol haneshama at the end of it. Kol haneshama talalukah, haleluka. So every stage, they said another pasuk. The Maharsha, in one place says, they did that because every stage reflected another level of Kedusha. And another level of Kedusha, the Eretz Yisrael Mekudesh Be'Eser Kedushas, like the Mishnah says at the beginning of Kalim. V'tzion, Chi Yerushalayim Mekudesh Be'Eser Kedushas, Yosem Eretz Yisrael. U'Beis HaMikdash U'Beis HaShem Mekudesh Be'Yud Kedushas, Yosem Yerushalayim. They're in Ba'alma. So every stage of that they got to, they said another pasuk as a recognition of the higher Kedusha that they came to. Beautiful. Masnis. HaKarovim Mevi'im Bikurim, the ones that live close to Yerushalayim, you have to bring them fresh. They bring fresh figs and grapes. Because we want to have fruit. You want to bring the actual fruit. If you're far away and it's going to get bad by the time you get here, so dry them out first. Dry them out first. Bring dried out. Dried, you know, raisins and figs. Hashor, holech lefneim, and they brought an ox when it was the parade. So the ox went first, v'karna mitzubazav, and they covered the horns with gold. V'tar shel zayis barosho, and they put a special crown of olives on its head. V'chalim akel lefneim, and they had musical instruments. Before and Hashem Agim, Karv Yerushalayim. They walked and marched until they got close to Yerushalayim. Higia Karv Yerushalayim, Shalchu Lefneim Ve'etruas Bikuran. So when they got close, they sent ahead, meaning they wanted to tell people they were coming. So they sent ahead messengers. Ve'etruas Bikuran, and they were Ma'ater. We'll see what this means. We had it once before in this Pesachta. Itur Bikurim. You would surround the Bikurim with other fruit. We'll see. Hapachas Vaskanim Agizbarim Yosin Legrasam. And all the nobles of Yerushalayim used to come out to greet them. Based on the covet of those coming in, they went out. We'll see what that means. All the workers stopped working and they stood up for them. Wow. Even if it was a chisaron kiss, they're going to lose some money. So we'll have to see. And they said, they asked how they were. How was your trip? Welcome. Right? Some say this is a question. Some say this is just a welcome. Fine. Ad heichan. So what's the cutoff between karov and rachok? It says that if you're close, you got to bring the actual fruit. Right? So ad kedei shu yachol litrum and amufchar. As long as you could take off from the best, meaning it could still be good and fresh. It could be menamufchar. Right? If by the time you get there, it's going to be putrid and rotting, so then obviously there's no reason to bring it. So as long as you're close enough that you could still be fresh, that's what you should do. Bikesh lahavi devela. If somebody wants to bring pressed, fresh figs, nomar, we tell him, imhaisas keilas, if it's keilas type, which is a very fancy type, maybe, because that would last. Imhaisa botsris, eno maybe. But if it's botsris, don't bring. Okay, fine. Vashar olech lefneyem, and the ox goes first. The ox, the Gemara says, l'chora is pshita shu makrif. Right? It's going to be a karbon. Must be for a karbon. We're going to add in two words here, though. La'ola olishlamim. Okay, you bring an ox for a bikurim. Is this supposed to be a shalmei nedava or an olas nedava? What do you bring the shlamim for? Rabbi Imi Amar Makrav Shlamim, Rav Amar, it's a shlamim, Rav Amar, Mekitza Ben Esam Mizbeach. No, use it as an ola. Meaning, what is Mekitza? That means, during the, you don't have to give it, you don't have to be makrav it right when you go, but you give it to the base of Mikdash, and whenever there's a lull, whenever there's quiet time, I don't know, the middle of the summer, when the base of it is pretty quiet, there aren't too many people coming to bring karbanas, so that the Mizbeach has what to burn on it. That's Mekitza Bohen Esam Mizbeach. Reb Zira Bai, Yochesh Nisasa Veloba, what about, you know, they put up announcements all the time, we're getting together for Bikurim next Tuesday at the Rosh, the Mamuna of the Mishmar. And there's always some guy that doesn't show up. So everybody left, and then some guy gets his act together and says, oh yeah, Bikurim, what am I? So go to, okay, go. You missed out on Barov HaMajus Melech, but you gotta go. The problem is, he can't sponsor his own ox. And he can't put gold on the ox's horns. So could he do next level? So, yeah. Yachesh and his Azav Aloba, he didn't come with everybody else. Maybe Gedi, he could bring a goat. Vikarnav Mitsubas Kesav, and he could line to the goat while I was silver, not gold. Whatever you can afford, do what you can. Vyatar Shel Zayas Barosho, and you put a wreath of olives, Shumim and Shiva. Right? So that's also one of the Shiva Saminim. Right? You put a wreath with the olive branches. Vitras Bikaram, and you surround him. Tini. What does that mean, surrounded? Mishayu Bikur of Grogoris, Hayamatrin Te'enim. Tsimukim Hayamatrin Anavim. Let's say you came from far away, and you brought dried stuff, says the Braisa. So you should buy, when you get clothes, buy fresh stuff and put the fresh stuff around it. That's how you're ma'ater. That's how you beautify. You beautify the dried figs by putting fresh figs around. You beautify the raisins by putting grapes around so that they are lach and yafeh, like Rav Chaim Kanievsky says. Okay, we'll have to stop here as we continue the Bikurim celebration, as we continue our march here in the final parak.